This is Wade Ranthke with the Chief Organizer Report. Ginger Baker, Eric Clapton, and the Cream. Ginger Baker, the great rock and whatever drummer, passed away at 80 as I flew back across time from Kathmandu to New Orleans. There is a full-page obituary for Baker in the New York Times, which measures the sound and fury of his playing in a small way, along with the amazement that Baker even made it to 80. Forgive me a moment for traveling back in time with Baker as well. It was 1967. I hadn't dropped out of Williams yet. That would come in the spring of 1968. My buddy from New Orleans, Danny Russell, hadn't left Hamilton in upstate New York yet either. He suggested we meet in New York City so we could see the supergroup that was the rage at the time, Cream, playing in what we called the East Village Theater, and so we did. I say that we called the venue the East Village Theater because now, more than 50 years later, Wikipedia says it was called the Village Theater at the time, and later Fillmore East, as a showcase for master impresario Bill Graham on the East Coast to extend the fame of his 60s iconic San Francisco hub, the Fillmore. Who knows, but I'll praise Wikipedia, and I even send them a small monthly contribution because of their immense and unique value. The site was able to assure me that we were there on Saturday, September 23rd, 1967. Danny, whose memory in these things is impeccable, will undoubtedly correct any errors of mine at a future time. We were coming to see Cream play, but we were hanging in the Village. No Google Maps then, so Boy Scouts at heart. We wanted to make sure we could find a theater, could get tickets, and be good to go. Walking by the back door of the stage, equipment was being offloaded on a truck in the usual tight traffic and chaos of New York City. A roadie for one of the acts on the bill stopped us and asked if we would like to help them unload and set up the equipment in exchange for passage to the show. We jumped to the job. The Village Theater featured three bill acts. We were handling equipment for the first act, a group called Moby Grape, which is little known now, but was something in its short day, and a rock and roll Hall of Famer. They got some hype and then because one of the players was the son of actress Loretta Young. Richie Havens, the folk singer, was also on the bill and was equally amazing, but the show was all about the Cream. If you know rock and roll, you know the Cream. It was a showcase for Eric Clapton, always on the short list as one of the greatest guitar players ever, and in his prime then. He arrogantly played most of the set that night with his back to the audience. We came to hear Clapton, but Ginger Baker and his sometimes endless drum solos are what I remember the best from Cream's set. He was a red-headed devilish, dominating the stage with arms flailing primarily at the drum kit. His solos would rise with a roar, fall with the crowd's applause and screams, and come back even harder and faster. Amazing, though I have no doubt forgotten many details of that night, and my memory is still vibrant and forgettable, a gift I can still open anytime I think of those lost days searching for what would become my life's path. This is Wade Ranthke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.